If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
We're hearing this morning that Israel's military has told civilians in Gaza to move to the southern part of the enclave, but Hamas is saying, don't do that. What's going on? Let's check in with News Nation's correspondent in Tel Aviv, Robert Sherman. Good morning, Robert. What have you learned today? What's happening?
Good morning, and it just feels as though we've really now hit that point in which each hour the ante is upped and the tension heightens here. You can see the videos for yourself online, but the Israeli Air Force has been dropping pamphlets and flyers all over the Gaza Strip that are written in Arabic, which are telling people to get out of Gaza City, to move south in order to leave as before the Israeli military hikes up its operations there. You're talking about a city of north of 1 million people. The UN has already come out and said that that's impossible. The World Health Organization is talking about the reality that you have people in hospitals there who are on life support, so you can't move them. So I was sounding the alarm saying that you're going to run into issues with trying to get those people out of there. Also worth noting as well is that folks have talked about Israel not opening a humanitarian corridor, but look at Egypt as well. Still don't have one opened up there, despite some calls from Western nations in order to open a humanitarian corridor there to get people out. So you're really starting to see the tensions heighten here as we wait for the IDF to start bolstering its offensive on Gaza City as this continues on into another day here.
And what's to stop Hamas leaders from moving south to avoid what's coming? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, nothing. You know,
I mean it's kind of a warning to them, too, isn't it? What's that?
Right. You know, and I would say, you know, another point to note here, Bob, is that Hamas is actively telling residents to not leave, to stay in Gaza City. Do with that information as you will, make your own inferences there, but the Israeli Air Force is saying they're coming hard and fast into Gaza City and telling civilians to get out. Hamas is telling people to stay. You know, I mean, you're seeing this collision course already happening here before the train has gone off the track.
All right. And so right now, let's see, it's afternoon there in Israel. Has it been relatively quiet overnight?
You know, I mean, it's a night and day difference between where we are in Tel Aviv and southern Israel. Southern Israel, it's been pretty nonstop that they've been taking missile fire. I'm not sure if I've told you this on our previous reports, but there's actually an app that Israeli citizens can get, which, I mean, talk about how morbid this is that it tells you when a missile has been fired and where it's going in Israel so that you know to take cover or not. But it's amazing that that's how technology has to be used these days. But, I mean, nonetheless, it's been going off all day long with regions of southern Israel being impacted. North has been fine so far today. But again, you know, it feels as though every hour we live in a new world over here.
Hamas has said that they welcome a ground invasion so they can fight on their own turf. And it makes you wonder what could possibly be their end game. What do they want? What's their strategy?
You know, I would encourage you to put it into this context as well. Imagine trying to invade Manhattan. Right, all of the tight streets, all the dense living quarters, all the different places to hide. That's what the Israeli military would be walking into if they do a ground invasion going into Gaza City. I mean, it is extremely tight quarters. It has one of the highest living densities in the entire world. It'd be a very difficult situation for them to go in. That's what the Israeli forces would be stumbling upon.
Robert Sherman, News Nation's correspondent in Tel Aviv. Appreciate the update today. Robert, you take care.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.